Well, Ben, here we are with the Silver City Report. How are things in Silver City?
Never a dull moment.
Well, you did not have a dull moment or a dull week so far because you've been dealing with the Gila diversion project and it looks like it's hit up some snags.
That's correct. The New Mexico Unit of the Central Arizona Project entity, who they're the group charged with constructing, operating, and maintaining a controversial diversion of the water from the Gila River, had to change direction at their meeting on Tuesday, when the entire scope of work that they had designed so far had to basically be wiped clean.
Why is that?
Well, the previous design relied on the state government and the Nature Conservancy, two property owners near the identified diversion site. It relied on them being on board with the project, but they wouldn't give their answer until they saw some initial design. So all of what the CAP entity has done to this point was develop this up to 30% design. And all at once, with the two property owners denying them access, all that work is now a little bit obsolete. So they had to come up with a new scope of work, and the diversion group's engineer, AECOM, who has met plenty of controversy itself, they'll be working on that next.
Now, this engineering group gave a campaign donation to Sanipac. That's why it's controversial.
That's correct. AECOM is a big name in projects like this all over the country. They're based in Virginia, but they do a lot of work in the West. And when they were under consideration for this contract with the New Mexico Interstate Stream Commission, they made a relatively small but inappropriately timed contribution to the Susanapac, which they did not report until months later. That has raised an eyebrow. The state auditor has called for an inspection from the ISC to see whether this contract can continue to be intact. and there had been some talk of the CAP entity itself hiring a different engineering firm to take over for AECOM, you know, just in case they have their contract canceled. The problem is the state procurement process takes months and months, and they're already pushing these federal deadlines for this project, and they just felt that they couldn't spare that time, so they're going to stick with AECOM and gamble.
A gamble indeed. Let's talk about some good news. Silver City recently hired a new fire chief.
That's correct. After a few months of an interim fire chief, Jeff Fell, serving in the position after the departure of former fire chief Tim Heidrich, the town of Silver City has decided to look internally for our next chief, and they're hiring current Silver City Fire Marshal Milo Lambert for the post.
Let's talk about some additional good news, because this is definitely big news for the Silver City region, the GIF Granley.
That's correct. Every year, our local nonprofits, you know, on which our community really relies, every year they gather together for the Give Granley, Give Local event, where it's just a massive fundraising drive. They have it in one day. And this year they made more than ever, which is around $110,000 in just one day.
$110,000?
$110,000. Between 55 local nonprofits of all sizes. So, you know, everything from arts organizations to, you know, organizations that support victims of sexual assault, everything under the sun, these groups were able to raise a very impressive amount of money in a short time, and hopefully that'll keep them going a little bit while, you know, grant funding continues to drop.
Well, big congratulations to Grant County.
Thank you.
All right, Ben, we'll talk to you next week.
Look forward to it.